This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. From the outside, finding a way into the technology world can seem daunting. Over the last 20 years, a not-for-profit program has established a proven track record of dramatically changing career paths for individuals. It's called Perskolis. As part of our ongoing series, American Graduate, Getting to Work, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in partnership with CET, we are joined today by four people working to create pathways into the IT world for underemployed men and women. The managing director of Perskolis is Paul Cashin, director of career advancement and alumni relations for Perskolis, Wayne Ivey, a Perskolis graduate who is now computer support specialist for Dawn Community High School, Guy Burnham, and the co-founder of Thrive Urban Impact Sourcing, an IT talent incubator, Kelly Dolan. If you would like to join the discussion, especially if you are a graduate of Perskolis or Thrive, call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome, everybody, to Cincinnati Edition. It's really nice to have everybody here today. Paul, let's just get started with a really simple question. Perskolis, people aren't seeing this on this, you know, they're just hearing it. This is Latin. What's sort of the meaning of just the name?
Yeah, the origin goes back to when the organization first started in the Bronx in New York, and the mission then was to refurbish old computers.
Do they speak Latin in the Bronx?
But in Latin, it means for schools. And they were reconditioning old computers and putting them into poor neighborhood schools in the Bronx. So,
but that's not the point anymore.
No, that's not the point anymore.
What is the point? What is the mission?
Well, as time went on and computers became real inexpensive, the schools could get them brand new. We discovered we had created a great training program for the people who were doing the refurbishing work on the computers. So, and we found out, by the way, they were being hired away. So we kind of morphed the organization to a training and placement organization that now gets people ready for a new career in information technology.
So people who don't have that background.
Correct.
Getting them into that whole world. Guy, you've been through the program in 2017. What was your situation before you enrolled at Perskolis?
Appreciate the question there. First, coming to Perskolis, I had a situation, you know, I was in the criminology and criminal justice world. And I did a lot of small agency work and eventually found myself in a situation where I'm like, well, why is it that the hours are not adding up? Or why is it that I'm not having enough adequate work to support my family? And until life kind of crashed shortly before getting to Perskolis is when the realization came to me that I need to have a full self-assessment. Well, one day I was sitting back. It was a Sunday morning, and I kind of saw a program on TV, and it was Paul and a graduate from Perskolis that they were talking about the program. And I'm like, I didn't know there was such a great program in my background. I mean, my backyard, you know. So I decided to do some research, look into the program, and came to Perskolis. Come to find out, it's one of the best things that's happened to my life.
So, and how long were you in the program, and what did you come out of that program with?
Awesome. Actually, that's a great question. So I was in the program for about 8 to 10 weeks. It's really 10 weeks, but 8 weeks of intensity like I've never seen. This final 2 weeks are more like preparation for the CompTIA A-plus certification exam. And what I came out of that program with is a solid rebuilding of myself. It's like a reconstruct because going into the program, I felt like life has really took me to the core. And then to get out of it, first I'm entering a program that I'm saying there's no way. I'm coming from criminology, looking at information technology. It's like, no way this is going to happen. However, after commitment and, time and time went by, I came out of there with the A-plus certification and is now really gainfully employed.
Wayne, what background do people – this program is free for the people who enroll.
Yes.
But what background do people need to even be eligible, or if they're going to succeed, are there certain skills, or are there certain levels of how would you describe what makes the person the right person to get involved with Prescolis?
Well, Dan, that's the unique thing about our program, and the great thing about our program is that our students come from all walk of life and just about every background seeking to transition into the IT world. All we ask from them is that they have a sincere interest in building an IT career and that they meet our other basic requirements, and they can enroll.
Well, do you need some math? Do you need, you know, IT can seem sort of mysterious. Yes. If you're not engaged in it. I mean, do you need a certain level of competency in mathematics or something else?
Well, there is a basic level that is required, and we have the students take the Test of Adult Basic Education, shortened TABE, and there all they have to do is pass the reading and math at a 10th grade level.
Okay.
So reading and math at a 10th grade level, a sincere interest in building an IT career, and we say, come on in.
Okay. We're going to talk more about what actually goes on once a person's inside Prescolis and the various options, but I want to get Kelly involved in this as well. Kelly, your organization, Thrive Urban Impact Solutions, isn't Prescolis, but you work closely with Prescolis. What does Thrive do?
Dan, so Thrive is a for-profit organization, so dissimilar and even form to Prescolis. And what we do is we created Thrive as a pathway for people to launch their IT career. So there's a lot of great training opportunities out there through Prescolis, but the proof is in the pudding once you actually get employed, right? So we became an employer partner to Prescolis to hire people coming out of a software testing course curriculum that was an 8-week boot camp. Their first start in an IT career is through Thrive.
And that curriculum for software testing was something Prescolis was offering?
So what happened was I have another IT consulting company called Engage Partners, and okay. That was started 11 years ago. We came to Prescolis with the thought of how do we continue to extend upon the great opportunities that you've provided to our city and offered them a software testing curriculum, and then further donated the instructor to start the very first software testing course curriculum a couple of years ago, and it's been running ever since.
Okay. And then
we try to be very employer-driven. And okay. So that's hence
in the sense
the program
of,
was developed based on their needs.
Okay.
We try to do that with a lot of employer partners.
So what's the range of employer partners that you have?
Oh, everything from small 1- and 2-person companies up to Kroger.
Okay. And those companies are regularly looking for your graduates. They know they're coming in relatively quick succession, because these courses, that's the other thing. This isn't a 4-year commitment. This is these are relatively condensed packages of courses. So are those companies looking for them?
Yeah, correct. They're almost always in the marketplace. There's about 3,000 open IT positions in Greater Cincinnati at any given time. And they exist, again, from small startup companies to big companies like Kroger.
It's the reason we started Thrive, actually. I've been in the IT space for 20 years in Cincinnati, and there's a massive shortage. We all recognize it, of IT talent. Our schools are not graduating enough IT talent. We're not shipping enough in from other cities into Cincinnati. So we needed to start thinking differently and more creatively about how we're going to answer all the roles that we need to fill. And so Thrive was really sponsored out of that idea that we need to develop another pathway for non-traditional IT professionals to enter in.
So this is really trying to tap a whole group of people in society who don't think of themselves as IT people and trying to draw them into this pathway that pays well. And
pays well.
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were telling someone that you knew and you operated Don Community School, students that you might interact with there, what would you say to a young person about to graduate from high school who maybe isn't quite ready
for the job market in a, or somebody else you know in the community who maybe was in a situation kind of similar to yours. They were spinning their wheels and not seeming to find the job that they needed to support their family. What would you say to them about Perscolas?
I would say that I am an exact proof of what Perscolas is producing, and here's why. So getting into the program, it's very fearful. I mean, you're going into a place where you're like, there's no way. I mean, IT looks so confusing, right? It's like, am I going to break down a computer and be able to put it back together in one piece, not leaving parts hanging out on the desk? Am I able to do installations correctly without giving somebody a blue screen on their computer and kind of putting them into more expenses? And questions like that. But then coming out of the program, you come out with such confidence. It's like, wait a minute. If I can get this done, I mean, after about 20 years in criminology, I'm telling anyone, it can be done. And all it takes is a positive attitude, a willingness to kind of approach the program, and then lastly, just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to make the commitment, and I'm going to get it done.
So, Wayne, go ahead, Wayne.
And I find this as I go out to the different high schools, and the question always is, well, I don't have an IT background. I'm not great at math. You ask about math
before.
And I said, well, that's kind of the misnomer. You do not have to be a rocket scientist to enter the world of IT. If we say that all you have to do is pass your math assessment at a 10th grade level, that should tell you something there. And if you're all seniors, that should not be a problem. So that question always come up. But what we tell them is, don't worry about it. Relax. You can pass it. If you've gotten past your state exams, you can pass the math test to get into IT.
Well, I have to take a short break. All four of you will be back. And I want to talk about sort of the range of courses, and not only the courses, but the other experiences you try to give the people going through Perscolas so that they're ready to go to Thrive or to another company in the area. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Developing skills that provide entry into the world of computers has long seemed like a path to the future. Increasingly, in our remade tech economy, every job category depends on a level of computer skills. As part of our ongoing American Graduate Getting to Work series, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, in partnership with CET, we are joined today by the Managing Director of Perscolas in Cincinnati, Paul Cashin, Director of Career Advancement and Alumni Relations at Perscolas, Wayne Ivey, a Computer Support Specialist at Dawn Community High School and a Perscolas graduate, Guy Burnham, and the co-founder of Thrive Urban Impact and IT Talent Incubator, Kelly Dolan. If you would like to join the discussion, please call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.com. Wayne, one of the things I wanted to raise was that there are multiple course offerings that are presented by Perscolas. It's not just one thing and get a job. You're actually looking to help people build careers. Is that right?
That's correct. What we look at is what we call the soft skills, to combine that with the hard skills, the IT tech skills. One of the things that employers tell us all the time is that it's great that we teach the tech skills, but we really need someone that understands how to communicate well, to relate to people, and to be able to deal with multiple different situations that they will encounter on the job. Well, that's my role, is to work with those students to develop those soft skills, to help them to develop a career-focused direction that's going to take them from the environment they've been in, going from job to job, to building a long-lasting career.
Kelly, as an employer, what are the soft skills that you care about?
There are probably a short list of things that come to the top of my mind. The one is, we always talk about IT as you're never done learning. So being someone that truly considers himself a lifelong learner will thrive, no pun intended, in the line of IT. The other piece of it is the ability to communicate to a wide group of people. So in IT, different from what the typical person thinks, it's very interactive, very collaborative. There's a lot of people that come together to try to make a piece of software, which is our business, work. And so that ability to work within a team, have good communication, be able to be a leader in that environment over time is really critical.
Teamwork, problem solving,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera.
And if I may add, Dan,
yeah,
to speak to the career development aspect of the program. So I came in believing I knew all about resumes and how to speak in front of an employer and all this different stuff. And when I met Mr. Ivy, I looked at myself, I said, there's no way that somebody needs a resume test, like to test your skill, what your resume is built out of. Secondly, I'm like, well, this is too much stuff to be a part of an IT program. But it was that mental way of looking at it was short-lived, because eventually I saw that it was the reason why I came out of the program with 7 offers waiting with employers. Seven offers, yeah. It speaks to, and it's a combination of career development and business solutions. It's a really great package.
We have a caller. Travis has called in, and he has a question that relates sort of to this area of soft skills, or what I on this show have always called the harder skills. Travis, what's your question?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I didn't have a question, I had a comment. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that you guys got to be on time for that, because they are really serious about it and they really want to present you as a timely person. And it didn't work out for me, but the program's great. I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that you got to be on time. If you're applying, be on time.
So you were a member of a Perscola's class. It didn't fully work out for you, but one thing you learned was about being on time. Is that the point?
That is the point.
So I think that's, you know, I watched a lot of videos about Perscola's and the national movement. Two things about this soft skills area. One is number of mentions about this being on time, sort of an absolute, where, you know, it's not, oh, you can show up 5 minutes late or whatever. And secondly, just learning how to shake hands with somebody in a confident way. I mean, these little things are what count. Right, Paul?
Yes, absolutely. We have a very rigid attendance policy, and we say that it's a couple of reasons for it. One is what Travis just mentioned. Your employers are going to expect you to be on time and not be absent and not be late. And as has been mentioned, we're feeding you from a fire hose for 10 weeks. If you're not there, you're not going to absorb all the information that you're going to have to absorb to get through the class.
Very focused, very concentrated.
Yes. Full time, 5 days
curriculum.
A week, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, really working hard. There are a lot of levels, a lot of individual programs that you offer. Is that right?
That's correct.
There could be somebody who doesn't have any background, but there could be people who have graduated from one of your offerings that needs to or wants to come back and do another. What's sort of the range of things that you offer?
Yeah, we have several different things right now. We have our basic core curriculum is A+ certification, which is what Guy went through. We're now doing a longer course which combines A+ and NET+ certification. What's old is new again. We launched a pilot in mainframe computing last year because all the big banks and insurance companies, airlines, retailers still use mainframe computers, and they're not going away. But the workforce is retiring,
really?
And nobody's training in that anymore. We just launched
And was this something that some of those companies came to
yes,
you and said?
Absolutely. Yep.
We don't have the people to replace
several of the big computers? Insurance companies, banks, et cetera, here
wow.
in Cincinnati came to us and asked us if we could do that. We do the quality assurance program, and we were doing only manual quality assurance, and now next year we're moving to both manual and auto QA. And we're just testing right now a cable technician training program. So once again, we're always listening to the marketplace, trying to find out what do people need and how can we fill those needs.
And I don't – what are the salary levels here for somebody who is maybe not in an advanced – doesn't have – an advanced certificate, but maybe coming out of the basic introductory course, but can now ready to move on, start their career. What
What kind of salary are we talking?
Well, the average salary for students coming into our program is in the range of $14 to $16 an hour.
$14 to $16 an hour. And how does that compare with, Guy, you were doing other things beforehand. How does
Correct.
That compare?
So, you know, coming into the program and looking at that salary point sometimes can be questionable for someone like myself. But with the preparation, I told myself from day one, I'm going to walk out of this program 75K. It didn't happen on the first go. I'm still not there yet, but it's looking really good.
Okay.
Kelly has some great data on a whole slew of, how many, 18 now did you study for Scholar's Grads?
Actually, we've studied 35 to date since we started in 2016. So what we had noticed coming in to Thrive, the average annual household income of people graduating from the Prescolas class without a full-time job yet, their average income was about $10,000 a year.
Okay.
After 12 months of being employed by Thrive, they were close to $49,000 a year.
$49,000,
and that's inclusive of benefits. So that's with all the benefit comp that we provide as well.
And that's personal income versus household.
That's personal income versus household income. Exactly. And our measurement was to try to get people to that around the 50K mark by the end of that 12-month period of time. And now we're seeing, as we move into test automation outside of just the manual testing, those salaries are climbing even more than that. So
Kelly,
we're looking at a starting salary in the 40s, even low 50s, depending on the opportunities that we have.
Mention the economic impact, too, I think.
Yeah, the economic impact is pretty incredible. So we measure our impact per individual, which is the salary that I just relayed to you. But then you also measure it from a community impact, and you take 35 people who we studied over a 12-month period of time, and all of those people were taking some type of public assistance at the time of employment.
Hmm.
After 12 months, they were nearly 100% off of all public assistance. So if you look at that total income or that total spend on public services, in addition to the new taxable income now that they're generating for our community, it was a $500,000 swing to the positive for our local community on 35 people.
Wow. That's significant. How many people, Paul, have gone through the program here in Cincinnati?
In August, we surpassed 400. So we're okay. 400 plus now.
And do you have new classes about to start
we
anytime
do.
Soon?
In January, we have a quality assurance software program starting, and we have an A-plus certification program starting.
Is A-plus certification, is that sort of – where does that fit into getting started in this whole field?
That's really an entry-level kind of certification
okay.
where people can become help desk technicians, field technicians, computer support technicians like Guy is.
Okay. And Paul, Prescolas, not Thrive. Thrive's for-profit. Prescolas is not for-profit.
Correct.
Your programs are free.
Yes.
How do you
We rely on corporations, foundations, community support. And if anybody cares to donate, we have an end-of-year campaign going on right now for individuals and corporations.
What a surprise. and Guy, final question for you. We're just about out of time. But where are you head from here now that you've gotten started on this?
Good question. So the goal for me, it's currently looking at the Net Plus as a continuation of A Plus going into Security Plus, because eventually I want to be a cybersecurity architect so that way, you know, I can reflect the work that Prescolas has given to me and also give back to the community.
Okay. So cybersecurity, I know it's hot. I have no clue about what exactly it is. But anyway, thank you all very much. And congratulations on the work that you're doing in the community. It's really it's outstanding. After a short break, catching up with the Hale Fellows at People's Liberty. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.